The 2026 World Cup was awarded today, and the bid went to the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. A sprawling swath of land will host games with 16 cities and 80 games. In theory, this is a great idea. The world's greatest tournament returns to the United States, where it was held before in 1994 and 1999. Sure, this is a fun and exciting time, but it does present some logistical problems. Look, that's a lot of travel for teams across what is effectively an entire continent. Not to mention that the expanded format to 48 teams is just a complete disaster overall. Morocco, which came in second, would have been an interesting choice, but the political situation there regarding that bid is not exactly anything to be proud of either. What's interesting is that by 2026, Major League Soccer will probably have 30 teams. Lord knows where the U.S. men's national team would be, but point is, on one level, the soccer boom in this country has already happened. By the time this tournament comes around in 8 years, it'll basically just be a reward for what this nation has already done. At least we won't have to qualify to play in it, though. I'm Clint Yates, and that's my take.